just a little outside the box. It's a tiger catch. Great job. Anybody else in the Miss Rizzi would like to address all of you right now?
Good afternoon. It's time for Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball. Hello there, everybody. This is Mayor Tim Sheridan. Welcome to Lake Elsinore Diamond Stadium. Tonight, the Lake Elsinore Storm take on the Visalia Rawhide. A very pleasant good evening to you wherever you may be. It is a beautiful, hot, late afternoon day for baseball here in Lake Elsinore as the 2022 California League South first half champions, an affiliate of the San Diego Padres, the Lake Elsinore Storm, take on the team from California's Central Valley, the Visalia Rawhide, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is game five of a six-game series here at Diamond Stadium. The Storm thus far have won all four of the previous games. And let me say, if you're in the area, come on down. There are plenty of good seats available. We'd love to see you here. And if for some reason you can't make it tonight, please know we have a game tomorrow afternoon. It's the final regular season home game against the Rawhide. The game tomorrow gets underway at 4:05 p.m. And again, great seats are available. And of course, we will have at least one more home game this season as the Storm have already qualified for the playoffs. We'll talk about the playoffs a little bit later on in the broadcast. Let's go over the lineups for this afternoon's ball game. First, for the Visalia Rawhide, leading off and playing second base for Visalia, Manuel Pena. Hitting second at shortstop, Juan Corniel. Hitting third, the designated hitter tonight, Josh Day. At first and hitting fourth is Ivan Melendez. Hitting fifth in right field, Kevin Graham. Hitting sixth for the Rawhide in left field is Gary Mattis. Gavin Contesello will play third base and hit seventh. Sergio Gutierrez is catching. He'll hit eighth. And hitting ninth in center field is Alvin Guzman. The pitcher on the mound tonight for Visalia is Spencer Giesing. Now let's get the starting lineups for your Lake Elsinore Storm. Leading off for the Storm in center field, Jacob Marcy. Hitting second at short is Jackson Merrill. Third, hitting third at third base, Marcus Castanone. Hitting fourth is Nathan Martorella. He'll play first base. Griffin Dorsing is the designated hitter, and he will hit fifth. Graham Pauly at second base will hit sixth. Seventh is Samuel Zavala. He's in right field. Eighth is Jared Alvarez Lopez. He's catching. The left fielder, Wyatt Hoffman, will hit ninth, and here's the national anthem. And just to finish the Storm lineup on the mound for the Storm tonight, number 21, Austin Probe. The umpires tonight for the ball game. Behind home plate is Joshua Shepard, and on the bases is Ryan Wilson. You may recall that I previously broadcast Storm games the first week of July, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and I'm very happy to be back. The regular broadcaster, the voice of the Storm, Jason Schwartz, had a conflict tonight, so I'm sitting in for him, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and we're just a few minutes away from the ball game getting underway. Let me say that the umpires tonight, interestingly, were the same umpires that I had the last time that I broadcast Storm games that first week of July. Tonight here at the ballpark is Menifee night, and the mayor of Menifee, Bill Zimmerman, is in the crowd, and I asked him to stop up around the fourth inning to say hello, so we expect him to come up and say hi. He's a friend of mine. A great guy, and a nice crowd for tonight's game, too, by the way. But as I said at the top of the broadcast, still there's some good seats available, so if you're in the area, stop by. All right. And the leadoff batter is on his way to the plate. Number two is Manuel Pena, the second baseman for the Rawhide. Pena is a left-handed batter, and he will face the left-hander Krobe for the Storm. And we're just about ready for the first pitch of the ball game. And here it comes. It's high upstairs, ball one. Manuel Pena for Visalia at the plate. As I said, he hits left-handed. Krobe kicks and deals. Here's the 1-0. It's outside, ball two. On deck for Visalia is Corniel. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Krobe. It's fouled back, a strike now. Two balls and a strike. Manuel Pena, he's hitting 275 this year. Here's the 2-1. It's over for a called strike. Two balls, two strikes now. This is Pena's 30th game. No home runs. He's driven in 13. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Krobe. On its way, high, ball three. Here comes the payoff pitch. Krobe kicks and deals, and it's inside, ball four. So Pena walks to lead the ball game off. That'll bring to the plate Juan Corniel. He's the shortstop. Where's number three? Corniel is hitting 249 on the season. Here's the first pitch from Krobe. It's high, ball one. Corniel's hit two home runs, driven in 28. This is his 70th game this year for the Rawhide. Pena leads off first base. Krobe sets, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive in the left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Pena stops at second base. And so the Rawhide got something going in the top of the first. Runners on first and second, nobody out. That's going to bring Josh Day to the plate. Day is a designated hitter tonight. He's hitting 328. This is his 18th game with Visalia. He's hit two home runs and driven in 13. He's a right-handed batter. Where's number one? So Krobe has got himself some trouble here in the top of the first inning. Krobe sets. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. Looked like a fastball from where I'm sitting. No balls and one strike on the Rawhide designated hitter, Josh Day. Runners off their bases. There's a timeout. Looks like the catcher for the Storm, Alvarez Lopez, called time. Umpire granted it. So we'll start over again. As you know, we have a pitch clock here in the minor leagues. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Krobe. Squares the bunt, Day does. Pulls it back, but it's over for a called strike. No balls, two strikes now on Josh Day. Ivan Melendez on deck. He wears number 10, and he's the first baseman for the Rawhide. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That's low inside ball. A ball and two strikes now. Had an opportunity yesterday to talk to the manager of the Storm. We're going to talk about that during the course of the game. Also had a chance to talk to Marcus Castanone, the Storm third baseman. We'll talk about that as well. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, it hit him. It hit him in the back. And Josh Day is going to go to first base. It just looked like Krobe lost control of the pitch, held on to it too long, and it hit the right-handed batter right in the back. So that's going to load the bases for Visalia. There's nobody out. We're in the top of the first. And that's going to bring to the plate Ivan Melendez. He's a right-handed batter. He plays first base. Visalia's got something going here. In the top of the first, Melendez hitting .213. This is his 19th game with Visalia. Krobe sets, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball one. Melendez hit two home runs so far this year. As I said, in limited action, this is only his 19th game. Driven in four. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. A ball and a strike now on Ivan Melendez, the first baseman for Visalia. We'll set the defense here in a minute. The outfield is swung around to the right. The infield is straight away. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. A ball and two strikes now on Melendez. Austin Krobe on the mound for Lake Elsinore. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's high, ball two, 2-2. We'll do the defense real quick. Wyatt Hoffman's in left field. He's played in the infield most of the season, but he's out in left tonight. Jacob Marcy's in center for Lake Elsinore. Samuel Zavala in right. Infield after this pitch. Here's the 2-2. It's lined to the shortstop. Jackson Merrill catches it, and nobody advances. So that's the first out. Line out to six. The ball wasn't hit particularly hard, and it was hit right at Jackson Merrill at short. He caught it. So that's the first out. Here comes Kevin Graham, the right fielder. Graham's a left-handed batter. Krobe sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. No balls and a strike on the Rawhide right fielder. Here's the 0-1. It's grounded out in front of the plate. Here comes the catcher. He's up with it over to first. They got him at first base. Nice play by Jared Alvarez Lopez. Kind of a swinging bunt. The run scores. Pena came in on the play. Graham swung, and it went right out in front of home plate. Both Krobe and Alvarez Lopez went for the ball. Lopez picked it up, threw to first base for the out, but the run did score, so Visalia takes a 1-0 lead. That's going to bring Gary Mattis to the plate. So give Graham a run batted in on the out. Mattis is the left fielder. He's a right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Krobe. It's inside. Ball one. Mattis is hitting .288. This is his 17th game with the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. That's outside ball. They checked the swing with the base umpire, and the base umpire, Ryan Wilson, called it a ball. So two balls, no strikes now. Runners on second and third. One run in. Here's the pitch. It swung on and bounded down the third baseline. Castellanos going to look at it and let it go foul. He picked it up in foul territory, so that'll be strike one. Nice play by Marcus Castellanos at third base. The ball was hit very easily down the third baseline. It was fair about 75 feet, but then it went foul, and that's when Castellanos picked it up for strike one. So Mattis will come back to the plate. 2-1 now. Austin Krobe looks in for the sign from Jared Alvarez Lopez, catching tonight for the Storm. He sets. Here's the 2-1. That's high, ball three. As I said, Mattis hitting .288. No home runs. He's driven in two. And this is only his 17th game with Visalia. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it's grounded foul down the third baseline. So the count will be full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the top of the first. On deck is Gavin Contasello. for Visalia. Three balls, two strikes. And we got another timeout. It looks like Alvarez Lopez asked for it. The home plate umpire, Shepard, granted it. And now we're ready to play. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And it's called strike three. It hit the outside part of the plate. It was a bit high, but the umpire called it strike three. And so that's going to end the top of the first. Visalia scored a run on one hit, and they left two. So at the after the top of the first, Visalia won. Lake Elsinore coming to the plate. Okay, we're back here at Lake Elsinore at Diamond Stadium in beautiful Lake Elsinore. I'm Mayor Tim Sheridan. I'm in for Jason Schwartz tonight. We're going to the bottom of the first. Visalia scored a run in the top of the first. Due up for Lake Elsinore, Jacob Marcy, Jackson Merrill, and Marcus Castanone. On the mound for Visalia, the left-hander Spencer Giesting. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive, base hit in the left field. Marcy leads it off for the Storm on the first pitch with a base hit. Nice job. That's going to bring Jackson Merrill to the plate for Lake Elsinore. Merrill is playing shortstop tonight. He's a left-handed batter. He's hitting .341. Two home runs, driven in five. Marcy leads off first base. It's a short lead. Giesting sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive, base hit in the right field. And Marcy's going to stop at second base. The ball gets by the shortstop, but the third baseman, Gavin Contasello, picks it up. And so two pitches, two base hits, and the Storm have runners on first and second. That's going to bring Marcus Castanone to the plate. Marcus is having a terrific season this year. He's hitting .270, 22 ding-dongs, and 82 runs driven in. Had a chance to talk with him yesterday. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later in the ball game. Great kid. He's from San Bernardino, right here in Southern California. He's a right-handed batter, wears number 5, and plays third base for the Storm. So we're in the bottom of the first. Runners on first and second. So far, two pitches, two base hits. Giesting sets at the belt. Here's pitch number 3. It's a curveball high, ball 1. On deck for the Storm is the first baseman, Nathan Martorella. Here comes the 1-0 to Castanone. It's outside, ball 2. And it looked like the catcher, Gutierrez, wanted to throw down to second base, but Giesting caught the ball. So, I don't think he expected that Gutierrez was going to throw to second, even though Marcy was off the base. In any event, no harm here on the throw, and there's a timeout now. Not sure where that timeout came from, but two balls, no strikes on Castanone, the Storm third baseman. And the Visalia bench is talking to the home plate umpire, Shepard, about something. Not exactly sure what's going on. And not sure. Not sure if they're jawing at each other or they're just trying to point something out. Whatever the case, we have a two-ball, no-strike count on Marcus Castanon. Giesting sets, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's a curveball over, called strike. Good pitch. The infield is straight away. The outfield is straight away. Two balls and a strike now on the Storm third baseman. Here comes the 2-1. There goes the runners. And it's outside, and the runners are going to steal their respective bases as the catcher, Gutierrez, went to throw the ball but dropped it. So give Marcy and Merrill a double steal. And so now the Storm have got something cooking. They've got runners on second and third. There's nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first. And Castanone is on the, or at the dish with a 3-1 count on him. Giesting sets. Here's the 3-1. That's a curveball outside, ball four. So as the Rawhide did, the Storm have done, they've loaded the bases with the first three batters here in the first inning. And that's going to bring Nathan Martorella to the plate for the Storm. Martorella is playing first base tonight. He steps in. Giesting sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. Martorella is hitting 289. Here comes the 0-1. That pitch is a breaking pitch, it looked like, for a called strike two. This is Martorella's 11th game with the Storm. He's not hit a home run, but he's driven in four. He's got three runners on base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's grounded to the second baseman, Pena. And it looks like Pena bobbled it. I thought it hit the runner, Merrill, going to second, but the umpire said no. So that likely will be a hit. Error four. Okay, they're going to call an error on the second baseman, Pena, but a run comes in. So Martorella grounded it to the second baseman. Second baseman came in, bobbled the ball. It got by him. Marcy scored. Merrill went to third, and Castanone is on second. And here's Griffin Dorsching. The right-handed batter is the designated hitter tonight. Here's the first pitch. It swung on and missed. So the Storm have tied the ball game up on the error on Manuel Pena, the Rawhide second baseman. Dorsching. Here's the pitch. It's grounded foul behind home plate. Griffin Dorsching. This is his 19th game with the Storm. He's hitting 258. He's hit six home runs and driven in 13. He's a big, big person. Here's the 0-2. There's a line drive down the line. They're going to call it foul down the third baseline, but it was foul. So we'll do the 0-2 pitch again. Spencer Giesting on the mound for the Rawhide. Runners on second and third. I'm sorry, bases loaded. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive down or a foul ball down the third baseline, grounded down the third baseline. 0-2 still. Last night, I believe the Storm scored 7 runs in the first inning. So that would be a nice start for tonight, too, if that happens. No balls, 2 strikes on Griffin Dorsting. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled back. 0-2. Still, this will be the 6th pitch of the at-bat. On deck for the Storm is Graham Pauly. Here comes the pitch. That's a breaking pitch high, a ball. A ball and 2 strikes now on the Storm-designated hitter. Giesting sets. Here's the pitch. That's high, ball 2. 2-2 now. Bases are loaded for the Storm. Two balls and 2 strikes on Griffin Dorsting. Here comes the pitch. That's a ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel up with it. Over to second. Pena for the first out. And back to first base to Melendez for a double play. So Dorsting bounces into a 6-4-3 double play. A run scores, though. No RBI. And Marcus Castanon goes to third. So those are the first 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. But the Storm pick up another run. That's going to bring Graham Pauly to the plate. Pauly, a left-handed batter. In his 11th game for the Storm tonight, he's hitting .361. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball 1. He's also driven in 11 runs and hit 2 home runs thus far. He wears number 20, left-handed batter, as I said, Graham Pauly. One of the things I talked to the Storm manager about yesterday, Eric Young, was, the change, the roster change. There's a pitch swung on and missed, strike 2, over the course of the last couple of weeks. And we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. One ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking pitch and flied into short center field. The center fielder coming in, Guzman underneath it, makes the grab, ends the inning. But the Storm score 2 to take the lead. We've played a single inning here at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore leads it 2-1. We'll be back after this. We're back at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. We've played a single inning here in the ball game. Lake Elsinore leads it 2-1. Due up for the Rawhide in the top of the second, Gavin Contasello, Sergio Gutierrez, and Elvin Guzman. On the mound for Lake Elsinore is Austin Krobe. Krobe's a left-handed pitcher. He kicks and deals. Here's the second pitch, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes now on the leadoff hitter for the Rawhide, Gavin Contasello. He's hitting .217. This is his 24th game with the Rawhide. No home runs, driven in eight. He plays third base for Visalia. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Two balls and a strike now. Gutierrez on deck. Let me set the defense. I didn't finish it in the first inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's flied into left field. Wyatt Hoffman underneath it makes the grab. One out. Nice play by Hoffman in left. So here's the defensive alignment for Lake Elsinore. Wyatt Hoffman is playing left. Jacob Marcy in center. Samuel Zavala in right. Around the infield, Marcus Castanone at third, Jackson Merrill at short, Graham Pauly at second, and Nathan Mortarella at first. The catcher tonight, Jared Alvarez Lopez, and as I said, the pitcher, Austin Krobe. Here's the pitch, and the first one is over for a called strike. This is Sergio Gutierrez. Here's the pitch, and there's a line drive down the right field line, hooking foul. No balls, two strikes. This is Gutierrez's 51st game. He's catching tonight. He's hitting .177. He has hit six home runs, driven in 20. And he struck out 86 times in 164 plate appearances. So no balls and two strikes on Gutierrez. Krobe kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking pitch high. Gets by Jared Alvarez Lopez. Ball one. A ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. That's outside ball two. On deck for the Rawhide, Elvin Guzman. Austin Krobe's pitch is inside, and that'll be ball three. So we have a full count on the Rawhide catcher. Here's the 3-2. It swung on and missed, strike three. He changed him up with the pitch, and Gutierrez is down on strikes. That'll bring Guzman to the plate. Guzman's the center fielder for Visalia. He's hitting .186 in 62 games. This is his 63rd game. He's hit two home runs, driven in 25. Austin Krobe kicks and deals. Here's the first pitch. That's low. Ball one. On deck is Manuel Pena for Visalia. He walked and scored in the first. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, Merrill. He's up with it. Over to Mortarella for the out. And so Visalia goes down 1-2-3. We've played an inning and a half. Lake Elsinore leads it 2-1.
Team Broncos, so I want you to decide who you think is going to be the winner. Do you think the winners will be Team
Welcome back to the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. It's the Storm and the Rawhide. Lake Elsinore leads it 2-1. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Two up for Lake Elsinore, Samuel Zavala, Jared Alvarez Lopez, and Wyatt Hoffman. On the mound for the Rawhide is Spencer Giesting. Giesting's a left-hander. Here's the pitch. That's high and tight, ball one. What a day here in Lake Elsinore. I don't know if you're in or around the area, but you may have felt an earthquake. We had one earlier, 3.6. It was centered north of us, but nevertheless felt here in Lake Elsinore. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. And that's high and tight, ball two, 2-0. We also had a little rain, which we don't get too often in Lake Elsinore. We're very happy to get it. It came down pretty hard about 4 o'clock or so. So helped the plants a little bit in the area with some rain. Here's the 2-0. That's over for a called strike. Good breaking pitch. Two balls and a strike. So we had an earthquake today. We had some rain. And now we've got Lake Elsinore Storm baseball tonight here at the Diamond. Good day for Lake Elsinore. Here's the pitch. It's called for a strike. It was inside, but the umpire called it strike two. So two balls, two strikes now on Samuel Zavala. He's playing right field tonight for the Storm. Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball three. Zavala's hitting .242 tonight, coming into the game tonight, I should say. This is his 26th game. He's hit 4 home runs and driven in 19. Here comes the full count pitch. And it's over for a called strike. Nice pitch. He changed him up. Spencer Giesten strikes out Samuel Zavala, looking. One out in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring Jared Alvarez Lopez to the plate. Alvarez Lopez is catching tonight. He's hitting .226 coming into the game. Right-handed batter. Giesting kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. Alvarez Lopez, no home runs, driven in 28. This is his 62nd game of the year. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's inside, ball one. A ball and a strike now on the Storm catcher. Wyatt Hoffman on deck. Giesting. That pitch is high and outside, ball two, 2-1. Spencer Giesting kicks and deals. Here's the 2-1. It's fouled into the crowd down the right field side of the stands. Two balls, two strikes now. Alvarez Lopez asks for time, steps out. Here's Giesting's 2-2 pitch. That's inside, ball three. If you're watching on MILB.com, you see that the sun is just below the mound now. That's going to make it tough for batters because the ball is coming out of the sun into the shade. And that, of course, will change as the afternoon goes on. There's a breaking pitch called strike three. Good pitch from Spencer Giesting and Jared Alvarez Lopez down on strikes. That'll bring Wyatt Hoffman to the plate. Hoffman's playing left field tonight. He usually plays second base. This is his 34th game with the Storm, hitting .208, one home run, 10 runs driven in thus far this year. Bases are empty. We're in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. There's a fastball over for a called strike. Here comes the next pitch. That's outside, ball one. It's Menifee night here at the ballpark tonight. I mentioned that earlier. The mayor of Menifee, Bill Zimmerman, is in the crowd. He's going to stop up about the fourth inning and say hello. Here's the 1-1 pitch. There's a curveball over Strike two. A ball and two strikes now on the Storm left fielder, Wyatt Hoffman. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and the ball was dropped by the catcher, but he tagged Hoffman out. So Giesting strikes out the side here in the bottom of the second. We've played two in Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 2-1. Okay, welcome back to Lake Elsinore. We'll go to the top of the third inning. New pitcher now for the Storm. And Pena, Corniel, and Day due up for Visalia. Here's the first pitch. That's outside, ball one. Here comes the next pitch. That's over for a called strike. Here's the 1-1. It's fouled back. A ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. There's a line drive in the center field. Here comes the center fielder in. Jacob Marcy makes the grab. Nice play by Marcy. The ball was fading fast, but he was on his horse and came in and made the grab right at about belt high. Nice play by Jacob Marcy in center field for the Storm. That's one out here in the top of the third. That'll bring Juan Corniel to the plate. Corniel singled in the first inning and was stranded at second base. Here's the pitch, and he attempts to bunt and bunts it back into the crowd. Strike one. Actually, I think that Corniel got the third base in the first inning, so he singled and was stranded at third. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive in the center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. So Corniel is now 2-for-2. That's going to bring Josh Day to the plate. Day walked in the first inning, and he was stranded at second base. Guerrero sets, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive back behind home plate, strike one. No balls and one strike on Josh Day. Cornell leads off first. He's being held. There's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Jordan Guerrero on the mound for the Storm. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Nice pitch. He went upstairs, and Day chased it. So that's two outs now here in the top of the third. Nice pitch from Jordan Guerrero. That'll bring Ivan Melendez to the plate. He lined a shortstop in the first. Here's a pitch. There's a fly ball in the center field. Marcy moving back. That ball is going to be out of here. A home run. Wow. Ivan Melendez hits a home run to right center field. When the ball was first hit, I thought it was a pop fly to center, but it carried out of here for a two-run home run. And that will put the Rawhide up 3-2 over the Storm. And that'll bring Kevin Graham to the plate. As I said, when he hit the ball, I didn't think it was hit particularly hard. Marcy started after it, but then he stopped. He realized it was going out before I did. Two-run home run by Ivan Melendez. Here's the pitch. There's a pop fly into the infield. The first baseman, Montarella underneath it, makes the grab. It looks like in fair territory, and that will end the inning. But the Visalia Rawhide score two runs on a two-run home run from Ivan Melendez, and we've played 2.5. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. All right, we're back here at the Diamond Lake Elsinore. Visalia leads at 3-2. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Visalia has a new pitcher on the mound. Here's the first pitch at outside ball one. Mendez now pitching for Visalia. Here's the 1-0. It's grounded down the first base line. The first baseman, Melendez, up with it, flips over to Mendez for the out. Score that 3-1, and Marcy is out here in the bottom of the third inning. So Eric Mendez on the mound now for Visalia. He's a right-handed pitcher. That'll bring Jackson Merrill to the plate. The Lake Elsinore shortstop. There's the first pitch. It's over for a called strike. Merrill singled and scored in the first. He's a left-handed batter. Here comes Mendez's 0-1 pitch. That's outside, ball one. A ball and one strike now on Jackson Merrill. One and one. Here it is. That's outside, ball two. The catcher, Gutierrez, tried to frame the pitch, but the umpire did not accept the attempt, and so he called it a ball. Two balls and a strike now. Here's the pitch to Merrill. It's flied into short center field, actually into center field. Guzman underneath it makes the grab for Visalia. And that's now two outs here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring Marcus Castanon to the plate. The Storm third baseman is from San Bernardino. And I'm going to tell the story about him in a little while. Here's the pitch. And Thunder has just come in. Or is it Mini Thunder? Mini Thunder is here. Hello, how are you? Nice to see you. All of a sudden, I saw a green face right to my right. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's outside, ball two. Let me tell you, both Thunder and Mini Thunder do a great job entertaining fans here at the ballpark. And we're very proud of you and what you've done. I don't know how much we can reveal, but I understand you have a connection. There's a pitch over for a called strike, 2-1, to the Oregon State Beavers. Is that right? He doesn't want to admit it, but that's what I understand anyway. So anyway, Mini Thunder, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. Make sure you send me that picture. All right, very good. There's the pitch. It's flied in the center field. Underneath it is Guzman, and he'll make the grab. That'll end the inning. We've played three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We played three, and Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. Okay, we're back here in Lake Elsinore. A new pitcher for the Storm, Girdez, is in now for Lake Elsinore. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Due up for Visalia, Gary Mattis, Gavin Contasello, and Sergio Gutierrez. Girdez is a right-handed pitcher. Here's the first pitch, and it's grounded to the shortstop. Merrill up with it over to first base. One out. So one pitch, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring Gavin Contesello to the plate. He's a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. It's out. Oh, called strike one. Here's the next pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line, hooking foul. So it'll be 0-2 now to the third baseman for Visalia, Gavin Contesello. And that pitch is high and outside, ball one. As I said, the new pitcher for Lake Elsinore, Will Geertis. He replaces Jordan Guerrero, who pitched one inning, gave up the two-run home run. There's a breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Nice pitch. It was on the inside part of the plate, and Contesello chased it. So that'll be the second out here in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring Sergio Gutierrez to the plate. Here's the first pitch from Geertis. It's low, ball one. Gutierrez struck out swinging in the second inning. Here comes the 1-0, ball two. And just to finish up what we were talking about in the bottom of the third, here at the ballpark, if you've never been, it's worth coming. Baseball is great, but we also have some terrific mascots. Here's the 2-0. That ball's inside, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The mascots are Thunder and Mini Thunder. Mini Thunder stopped by the booth in the bottom of the third, and it was a nice visit from him. There's a pitch from the on the outside part of the plate, strike one. 3-1 now on the Rawhide catcher, Sergio Gutierrez. On deck for the Rawhide is Alvin Guzman. Will Geertis kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's a pitch on the outside part of the plate. Strike two. Good pitch. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the top of the fourth. Visalia leads it 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. That's a breaking pitch. High. Missed. Ball four. So Gutierrez walks. That'll bring Guzman to the plate. Alvin Guzman. He grounded to short in the second inning. Coming into the ball game tonight, he's hitting 186, two home runs, and 25 runs driven in. So Gutierrez leads off first. Geertis sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive base hit up the center field. And so Visalia has a couple of runners on with Manuel Pena coming to the plate. Pena walked and scored in the first and flied to center in the third. So he's 0-1. Gutierrez off second. Guzman off first. Will Geertis sets. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. No balls and a strike on the Rawhide second baseman. And Alvarez Lopez goes out to talk to Geertis. Make sure their signals are correct. And the umpire calls that the first visit of the inning. Here comes the 0-1. It's grounded foul down the first baseline. Strike two. No balls, two strikes now. Visalia has two runners on. No balls, two strikes. Coming into the game, Pena was hitting 275. This is his 30th game with Visalia. Here comes the pitch. That pitch is low and outside, a ball and two strikes. Giertis sets. Here it is. Ooh, that's inside, ball two. So deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. It's fouled back. We'll do it again. On deck for Visalia, Juan Cornell. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Giertis. It's grounded to the third baseman, Castellón. He's going to go to first. And Montarella catches it, ends the inning. We've played 3.5. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. Okay, we're back here in Lake Elsinore at the Diamond. It's the Visalia Rawhide, a affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks versus our own Lake Elsinore Storm, an affiliate of the San Diego Padres. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. Visalia leads it 3-2. Due up for Lake Elsinore is Nathan Mortarella, Griffin Dorshing, and Graham Pauly. Mortarella, the first baseman, reached on an error on the second baseman in the first inning. Here's the first pitch from Mendez, lined to the second baseman, one out. Mortarella hit the ball hard, but right at the second baseman. And so one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. That's going to bring Griffin Dorshing to the plate. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. Here's the next pitch, fouled back, strike two. No balls, two strikes now on the Storm-designated hitter tonight, Griffin Dorshing. Graham Pauly on deck. Earlier, Pauly was at second base, but I'm told he has now moved to left field. And Wyatt Hoffman, who was in left field, has moved to second base. There's a pitch outside. A ball now and two strikes on Dorshing. So if you're scoring at home, Hoffman's at second, Pauly's at in left field, and thank you to my friend Greg Paul for the information. Here's the pitch. That's way outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. One out. We're in the fourth. There's a fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So Dorsching is down on strikes. That'll be the second out here in the fourth inning and bring Graham Pauly to the plate. Pauly flied to center to end the first inning in the first inning. The left-handed batter wears number 20 for the Storm. Mendez kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's inside, ball one. Mendez pitches from the stretch. He does not wind up. He pitches from the stretch, regardless of whether or not there's a runner on first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's inside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes now on the Storm left fielder, who started the ball game at second base. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike on Graham Pauly. Samuel Zavala on deck. Here's the pitch from Mendez. That's low, ball three, 3-1 now. In the top of the next inning, we're going to be joined by Bill Zimmerman, the Menifee mayor, who's here tonight. Tonight, by the way, is Menifee night at the ballpark. Here's the 3-1. That's inside, ball four. So Graham Pauly walks, and that's going to bring Samuel Zavala to the plate. Zavala struck out looking in the second inning. Zavala, a left-handed batter, coming into the ball game, hitting .242. This is his 26th game with Lake Elsinore. Pauly leads off first base. He's being held. Mendez sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. No balls and a strike on the Storm right fielder, Samuel Zavala. Here comes the pitch. That's inside. And it gets by the catcher. And Pauly will go to second base. Got by Gutierrez. And they're going to call that a wild pitch. So that will put Pauly at second base. A ball and a strike now on Zavala. The Storm trail by one. We're in the fourth. Here comes the 1-1. And Pauly is dancing out at second base, so Mendez steps off. He'll get a new pitch clock. Mendez sets at the belt, looks at the runner, pitches. That's over for a called ball, and the throw down to the shortstop, Corniel, is late. Pauly gets back, and I guess they called it a strike. So it's a ball and two strikes now on Zavala. Pitch looked high to me, but the umpire called it a strike. He's closer to the pitch than I am. Here comes the 1-2. And there's a line drive to the shortstop, and he picks it up off the ground, throws over to first base, and the runner is out. I thought he caught it, maybe not. Whatever the case, the inning ends without Lake Elsinore scoring. We've played four. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. The first five people to come over here and give me a packet of mustard. These kids have been here before. They know what to do. You will go home with a free slice of pizza. The first five people to bring me a packet of mustard. We already got two right here.
My name is Shay, and I have an admission that I will take an application.
Okay, we're back here at Lake Elsinore's Diamond Stadium. We've played four innings. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2, and I am honored to have here in the booth with me the Menifee of the city, the mayor of the city of Menifee. Let me get that right. My friend Bill Zimmerman. Tonight, of course, is Menifee night at the ballpark. Bill, hello.
Well, hi, Mayor Sheridan. I got to say, this is a great night. It's a little bit warm here tonight, but what a beautiful night. This is Americana at its best, and we are so fortunate to be able to have this awesome stadium right here in Lake Elsinore, but it serves this whole region. It serves all the folks in my city of Menifee, as well as all of Riverside County, and so what a great night, and it's an excellent ball game here, 3-2, Storm's right behind them, but I got a funny feeling we're going to come back.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, the Storm are a very good team this year. They won the first half for the California League South division, and they're in the playoffs. So I agree with you. Here's the first pitch. It's high and outside, ball one. Tell us a little bit about Menifee here on Menifee Night.
Well, Menifee is one of the fastest growing cities in this region. In fact, I think we're the seventh fastest in the state. It seems like every week we are doing a groundbreaking or a ribbon cutting ceremony for a brand new restaurant or a business. And it's just great times. Other than COVID, it's been an excellent time to be serving as mayor for this great city that I'm so proud of. And I got to say, the city of Lake Elsinore is doing wonderful things as well. Those of you folks who live in Lake Elsinore, you have an excellent mayor and Mayor Sheridan and an excellent city council. The entire team is great. I love serving alongside all of them. They're all professionals and doing a great job.
That's one of the nice things about government here in Southwest Riverside County. We all work together to try to improve the region, and I think we do a great job. And I have to say, you know, Bill, you've been a friend of mine for a bunch of years, and you're a great guy. You do a great job for the city of Menifee, and it's just great to have Menifee night here at the ballpark tonight. Thank you very much for coming out. We really appreciate it, and, you know, we'll see you around.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Tim. Have a great night.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of the city of Menifee, California, Bill Zimmerman, a terrific guy, and we really appreciate him stopping by tonight here at the ballpark. Getting back to the game, Juan Cornell is up at the plate, and there's been three pitches to him. There's a ball and two strike count. And it looks like the catcher for Lake Elsinore, Jared Alvarez Lopez, got hurt, and he just took a moment to gather himself. And so we're starting up again. And there's a ground ball to the first baseman for the Storm, and Nathan Mortarella, he dived for the ball. It went off his glove. The second baseman, Wyatt Hoffman, picked it up, threw over to the pitcher covering the base. But Cornell made it to first base, so that'll be an infield single for Juan Cornell of the Rawhide. That'll bring Josh Day to the plate for Visalia. So let me set the circumstances after this pitch. And it's grounded out in front of home plate. Alvarez Lopez comes up, throws over to the first baseman, Mortarella for the out, and Cornell moves up to second base. Score that if you're scoring at home, 2-3. It was a full swing, but the ball just went out in front of home plate, and Jared Alvarez Lopez jumped out, picked up the ball, and threw down to first base for the out, and Cornell moved over to second. So now we have a runner on second, one out. And that'll bring Ivan Melendez to the plate. He homered the last time he was up. Here's the pitch. It's fouled back, strike one. Will Geerdy still on the mound for Lake Elsinore. Here comes the 0-1. That's a breaking pitch. Hit the outside part of the plate. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Again, let me set this. We're in the top of the fifth. Visalia leads at 3-2. There's one out, one runner on second base, and Ivan Melendez at the plate. Here's the pitch. That's high and tight. Ball one. Will Geardies on the mound for Lake Elsinore. Infield is shading to the right side. There's a breaking pitch, and it just missed. It was a bit high, it looked like. So two balls, two strikes. Now on the Rawhide first baseman. Thank you to Bill Zimmerman for stopping by. It's nice to have him here. Here's the 2-2. That's outside. Ball three. So three balls, two strikes now. One out. Kevin Graham on deck for Visalia. Here's the pitch. There's another breaking pitch outside. Ball four. And Melendez walks. That'll bring Kevin Graham to the plate. Runners on first and second. One out. Graham grounded to the catcher, Alvarez Lopez, in the first, drove in a run, and then he popped to the first baseman in the third. So he's 0 for 2 with a run batted in. Geardies sets, and he steps off, looks back at the runner on second base, no throw. Gets a new pitch clock. Looks in to Alvarez Lopez for the sign. Sets and pitches. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Looked like a fastball from where I'm sitting. Gary Mattis on deck for Visalia. Here's the 0-1. There's a breaking pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes now on the Visalia Rawhide right fielder, Kevin Graham. Geardies pitches. There's a pitch high and swung on and missed. Strike three. Big out for Lake Elsinore. That'll be the second out here in the fifth inning. The pitch was high, but Graham chased it. So now we've got two outs with two on. That'll bring Gary Mattis to the plate. Mattis struck out looking in the first and grounded to short in the fourth. He's 0 for 2. Geardis sets at the belt. And there's a throw back to Wyatt Hoffman at second, but the runner is back. Corniel is back. That looked like a set play because Hoffman started toward second base. And Geardis turned and threw. Here's the pitch. That's a pitch high and inside. Ball one. Lake Elsinore has won the first four games of this series. This is a six-game series, as most of the series are here in the California League. Here's the pitch. There's foul back. Of course, we had an interesting game on Thursday. It was an 11 a.m. start, 11.05 a.m. start. Lake Elsinore fell behind early but won the game, which was an interesting game. Morning baseball. I was here. It was a good time. Here's the pitch. That pitch is way outside, and it gets by Alvarez Lopez for a wild pitch, and the runners move up. It was a breaking pitch, but it looked like Geardis just held on to the ball too long and got by Alvarez Lopez. I think they're going to call it a wild pitch. Anyway, runners on second and third now. The count is two balls and a strike on Mattis. Geardis sets. Here's the pitch. It's flied down the right field line, and it looks like it's going to go foul, and it does. So that'll be strike two. Two balls, two strikes now on Mattis. Zavala gave it a run, gave it a try, but the ball was foul. And one of the players in the bullpen throws the ball to the kids that are playing up there on the hill down the right field line. If you've never been here, there is a hill down there where kids can go down and play during the game. And it was nice of the player in the bullpen to throw the ball over to them. There's a foul ball back behind home plate and over the roof. Two balls, two strikes now on Mattis. Giertis sets. Here's the pitch. That's high. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes now. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball into center field. Marcy coming in underneath it makes the grab, and that will end the top of the fifth inning. Visalia gets a hit and no runs, one hit, no errors, and Visalia left two. We've played four and a half. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. Okay, we're back here in Lake Elsinore. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Alvarez, Lopez, Hoffman, and Marcy due up for Lake Elsinore. New pitcher for Visalia. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. No balls and a strike. That pitch is high and outside, ball two. I'm sorry, ball one. So one ball, one strike on Alvarez Lopez. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. The new pitcher for Visalia is Yafer Perdomo. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Perdomo is a left-handed pitcher. He's 0-3 this year with a 7.27 ERA, so that's pretty high. Two balls, two strikes on the Storm catcher. There's a pitch high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes now. This is Perdomo's 14th game. He's pitched 34.2 innings thus far. Here's the full count. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Conticello up with it. Over to the first baseman, Melendez. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. You're scoring at home. That's 5-3. It'll bring Wyatt Hoffman to the plate. Hoffman struck out in the second inning. On deck is Jacob Marcy for Lake Elsinore. Perdomo sets and pitches outside ball one. Perdomo, as most relievers seem to do these days, even with no runners on base, pitches from the stretch. He sets at the chest with the glove out away from the chest. And then he delivers his pitch. There's the next pitch. It's low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Infield and outfield both straight away for Hoffman. Here comes the 2-0. It swung on and flied into right field. Graham, fighting the sun underneath it, makes the grab. Two outs now here in the bottom of the fifth. Hoffman hit it well, but Graham was there for the out. That'll bring Jacob Marcy to the plate. Marcy, the Storm leadoff hitter, singled, stole a base, and scored in the first inning, and then grounded out first baseman to the pitcher in the third. So he's 1-for-2. Perdomo. Here's his first pitch to Marcy. It's outside, ball one. Jackson Merrill on deck, and then Marcus Castanone. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. A ball and a strike now on the Storm center fielder, Jacob Marcy. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive down the right field line. That's fair. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Marcy around first, heads towards second. The throw is going to be late, so Jacob Marcy has himself a double. Good piece of hitting there by the Storm center fielder. That's going to bring Jackson Merrill to the plate. So the Storm have a runner in scoring position. They trail in the bottom of the fifth, 3-2. Jackson Merrill singled, stole the base, and scored in the first, and he flied to center in the third. Marcus Castanone on deck. Perdomo looks at the runner, sets, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball outside called strike. Looked a bit outside to me, but the umpire called it a strike. So no balls, one strike on Merrill. And the catcher, Gutierrez, goes out to talk to Perdomo. And then walks slowly back to the plate. The umpire calls that a visit to the mound. Looks like Gutierrez may have jammed his finger or something on that pitch. That may be why he went out there to talk to Perdomo. Whatever the case is, we're ready to play. Here's the 0-1. That's outside ball one. A ball and a strike now on Jackson Merrill. Here's the pitch. That's outside ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two outs in the fifth. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking pitch over for a strike two. So deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. With Marcy in scoring position. A base hit will tie the ball game up. Perdomo. Here's the pitch. There's a ball hit into center field. Guzman underneath it. And he makes the grab. That's going to end the inning. We've played five innings here at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. Okay, we're back here in Lake Elsinore at the Diamond. We played five innings. Lake Elsinore is trailing Visalia 3-2. And wanted to make note that tomorrow is the final regular season game here at the Diamond. Game gets underway at 4:05. Tickets available. Come on out and enjoy a day at the ballpark. But even though it's the last regular season game for Lake Elsinore, it's not the last game. As you may know, Lake Elsinore won the first half of the California League South Division, and so that means they're in the playoffs. And we're going to have a game here on Thursday, September 15th. It's likely that we'll play Inland Empire, although that I don't think has been finalized yet. Inland Empire is not clinched yet, but that could happen in the next day or two. But whatever the case, there will be a game played here on Thursday, September 15th. Time to be determined. So make your plans today to come out and watch Lake Elsinore Storm playoff baseball. We'll go to the sixth. This is Gavin Contasello up for Visalia. Sergio Gutierrez and Alvin Guzman also scheduled to hit this inning. And Will Geertes still on the mound for Lake Elsinore, and his first two pitches are over for called strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Contasello goes down three pitches. And that's the first out in the top of the sixth. By the way, you know, Lake Elsinore has just been a terrific ball club this year. Our record coming in to the night today is 71-53. And although the California League breaks it up into two halves, Lake Elsinore still has the second-best record in the California League this year, behind Fresno, who has a little bit better record. I think they're seven games ahead of Lake Elsinore overall. But, of course, when the playoffs start, everybody starts at 0-0. First pitch is a called ball. Second pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. So it's been good baseball here this year at the Diamond by the Lake Elsinore Storm. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. I had a chance yesterday to talk to Eric Young, the manager of the Storm. And one of the things that's happened during the course of the season is players who are playing at this level, single-A ball, have been called up to higher levels of leagues. And so there's been some turnover. And I asked Manager Young about that. He had a great answer, I thought. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Geertes. And that's a curveball. Hit the outside part of the plate, strike three. Great pitch. Gutierrez was frozen on that pitch. Great pitch. So the first two batters are out here in the top of the sixth. on strikeouts. That's going to bring Elvin Guzman to the plate. Anyway, as I said, the Storm won the first half, and they had a group of players here. And most of those players, or a lot of those players, have moved up. There's the first pitch to Guzman. It's fouled back. And so we have newer players that have come in the last couple of weeks. And I asked Manager Young about that, if it was frustrating that the Padres had moved people up. And he said no, not at all. There's a next pitch, breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. No balls and no strikes from them. And he did talk about this ball club, you know, which has been pretty much turned over the course of the last couple of weeks. And there's the next pitch. It's inside, ball two. And he said that he thought that the new group was coming together, and clearly they are. I mean, they've won the last four, and they're getting ready for the playoffs in a couple of weeks. They've got another week of games next week in Rancho Cucamonga. There's a pitch outside, ball three. So we've got three balls, two strikes, two outs, and then the playoffs will start on Tuesday, September 13th. And the way it's going to work this year for the first round, which is the divisional championship, so to speak, the South Division, which we're in, here's the 3-2. There's a line drive, base hit, over Jackson Merrill into center field. And so Guzman singles. That's going to bring Manuel Pena to the plate. So the way it works is, here in the California League, the team that won the first half will play the team that wins the second half in the playoffs. It's a three-game series. For us, the first game will be away, again, likely at Inland Empire up in San Bernardino. Here's Pena. There's the first pitch. It's outside, ball one. And then the next two games, September 15th and 16th, and, of course, if the 16th game is necessary, because you just need to win two to move on, that will be played here in Lake Elsinore. And Giardis throws over to first base, but Guzman gets back. And assuming that we get through the divisional championship, then there's another three-game series that will take place where Lake Elsinore will play for the championship, and they'll play the winner of the North Division. And it looks like it's going to be Fresno and San Jose that will be playing in the North Division championship. So assuming that Lake Elsinore advances, they'll either play Fresno or San Jose for the championship of the California League. There's a pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Two balls and a strike. And how nice would that be for the city of Lake Elsinore to win a California League championship? We've won three before, so it'd be nice to get number four. Here's the 2-1. That pitch is outside. Three balls and a strike now on Pena. Juan Cornell on deck. Three and one. There's the pitch. The runner is running, but it's ball four. And so it looked like the runner would have been out at second base, but it was ball four, so there's no stolen base there. So we have now runners on first and second with two outs, and Juan Cornell coming to the plate. Cornell's had a good season, or good game so far, three hits. He's also scored a run. And the pitching coach is going to come out and talk to Will Giardis. Anyway, I appreciated the opportunity yesterday to talk with the manager, Eric Young. Great guy. I appreciated the time he took to speak with me. We talked about a lot of different things. He had a short major league career, but a perfect one. He was a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he won two ball games and lost none in the time that he was in the big leagues. And just a terrific guy, and I appreciated his time, as I said. He's from Rye, New York, which is just north of New York City. And he was a Mets fan growing up, he told me. Of course, he was initially drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he tells me that his mother was a Dodgers fan. Of course, the Dodgers started in Brooklyn, and so So she was very excited when he was drafted by the Dodgers. He didn't make it to play with Los Angeles. He played in Philadelphia, but his mom was excited when he was drafted by the Dodgers initially. All right, so here's Juan Cornell. Here's the pitch from Giardis. That's over for a called strike. As I said, Cornell is 3-for-3 tonight with a run scored. Runners on first and second. There are two outs. Giardis sets, looks at the runner on second, and the pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Here's the 0-2. That pitch is outside, ball one. Another thing that Eric Young said after this pitch, the 1-2, it's high, ball two. He went to game one of the 1986 World Series between the Mets and the Red Sox. And, of course, I remember that World Series very well. I was rooting for the Mets, and we talked about that. Also talked a little bit about the 88 Mets. There's a pitch fouled at the plate, two balls, two strikes. And it was good to talk to a fellow New Yorker for a few minutes. But here in Lake Elsinore, two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the sixth. Here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again. This is a big out for Lake Elsinore, especially with a runner in scoring position. Giardis looks in for the sign. He sets at the belt, looks at the runner. Here's the 2-2. It swung on and fouled, it looked like. So we'll do it again. And Alvarez Lopez goes out to talk to Giardis. And the umpire will go out and try to break it up, but he only gets about 20 feet. And then he comes back as Alvarez Lopez heads back behind home plate. So we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Juan Cornell, the shortstop for Visalia. Giardis, here's the pitch. That's outside, ball three. Josh Day on deck for Visalia. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Hoffman up with it. Over to the first baseman, Mortarella, for the out. And Lake Elsinore gets out of it. No runs on one hit. Visalia left two. We've played 5.5. The Rawhide lead the Storm 3-2. Okay, we're back here at Lake Elsinore at Diamond Stadium. I'm Mayor Tim Sheridan of the city of Lake Elsinore, filling in this evening for Jason Schwartz, who is working in Los Angeles tonight. and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. As you may recall, I was here July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and it's just it's a privilege for me to broadcast the ball game. And I say thank you to Jason and, of course, to Sean Brock, the general manager of the Storm. It's my honor to be here. I'm just thrilled to be here. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Marcus Castagnone, Nathan Martorella, and Griffin Dorsching do up for Lake Elsinore. And I want to tell a story about Marcus Castagnone. I have a friend. Her name is Ashley Acala. I've known her for years. I know her husband as well. And I saw her yesterday at an event up in Riverside. And she came up to me and said hello, and I said hello. And she said, you know, and we'll continue after the first pitch. Here it is, to Castagnone. It's inside, ball one. She said, you know, I was a teacher for Marcus Castagnone when he was a young person. She actually taught him in second and third grade. That's a pitch outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. At Riley Elementary School in San Bernardino. And I knew when she told me that I was going to be broadcasting tonight. And so I stopped by the ballpark before last night's game, and I asked Terrence Tucker, who is the – here's the next pitch. That pitch is high and outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes now on the Storm third baseman, Marcus Castagnone. Terrence Tucker is the clubhouse director for the Storm. And I asked him if I could talk to Marcus, and he said, sure. And he got me, and Marcus came over, and we introduced ourselves. And I said, you know, I met your second and third grade teacher today, and he was all excited about that. And so it's really a neat thing. Marcus being from Southern California, not too far from here in San Bernardino, and Ashley being his teacher. And she was very proud of him. She said to me that he was a terrific athlete, even as a young person. And he's really done a great job this year for Lake Elsinore. He's hitting .270 coming into the ballgame tonight, 22 home runs. And I had a chance to talk to him for a few minutes, and I was just impressed. Just a terrific young man, and we wish him the best here in the Padres system. He's had some terrific games this year. I come to a lot of games here at Diamond Stadium, and I watched him all year, and I've been very impressed. But he's even a better person. And so to Ashley, thank you for sharing that story. And by the way, Castagnone walked, and there's a fly ball hit into center field by Martorella. And the center fielder moves over, makes the grab. That'll be the first out here in the sixth inning. That'll bring Griffin Dorsching to the plate. Guzman made the catch in center field for Visalia. But thank you to Ashley for the sharing the story, and thank you to Terrence for hooking me up with Marcus so I could talk to him about it. And thank you to Marcus for talking to me and chatting about, you know, when he was in second and third grade here in Southern California in San Bernardino. So here is Dorsching. He grounded into a double play in the first. There's a pitch swung on and missed. He also struck out in the fourth. So he's 0 for 2. And as I said, Castagnone walked, so he's on first. And then Martorella flied to center. So there's one out. We're in the sixth. Here's the pitch from Perdomo to Dorsching. That's outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes now. Check it. One ball, two strikes on Dorsching. Graham Pauly on deck. You know, I asked Marcus Castagnone about playing the game on Thursday, and, of course, that game was a morning game. It started at 11.05 a.m., which is very unusual in baseball. There's a pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Dorsching down on strikes. That'll bring Graham Pauly to the plate. Very unusual to play morning games, although we played a morning game earlier this year, a Sunday morning game, which was a lot of fun. And I asked Marcus about playing an early game, and he said he was a little tired, but he said it was also nice to get home early. It was like another off day. So I'm not sure if that's going to be planned next year or not, but It was we called it Lake Elsinore's day off. There's a drive into left center field that's going to drop in the center field. Castanon goes around second base and he's going to make it to third. And Pauly singles. The throw goes back to first base, but it's late. So Lake Elsinore has got something going. Runners on first and third, two outs, and that'll bring Samuel Zavala to the plate. Zavala struck out looking in the second, grounded to short in the fourth. The other thing that Marcus Castanon mentioned to me is he's been very impressed with the fans here in Lake Elsinore. So I thought that was nice that he said that. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. He also said he would love to bring a championship to Lake Elsinore. I agree with him. We'd love to get that fourth California League championship this year. Here's the 0-1. That pitch is over for a called strike. Same pitch. I don't think Zavala liked the call. He may have thought it was a bit high. In any event, it's a strike. No balls, two strikes, two outs now on Samuel Zavala. Lake Elsinore 90 feet away from tying this ball game up, and there's a timeout by the umpire. I'm not sure why he did that. But everybody gets set and we'll start again. Ball and two strikes on Zavala. Alvarez Lopez on deck for Lake Elsinore. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. It goes off the pitcher and the run is going to score. And they've got... They had Pauly at second base, but the ball got by the second baseman in the center field. In any event, Lake Elsinore has tied the ball game up at 3. What happened was Zavala hit the ball off the pitcher. It bounced in front of him toward the third baseline. It was picked up, and then it got thrown to the second baseman as Pauly had come off the bag a bit too far. He dove back, but the ball got by the second baseman and went into the outfield. Pauly stayed at second base, and so we'll score that a single, infield single, and run batted in for Zavala. Castanon scores, and so now we've got runners on first and second, Pauly on second, Zavala on first. And Alvarez Lopez due up. The trainer for Visalia has gone to the mound to see if the pitcher Perdomo is okay. I don't know where it hit him. I think it may have hit him in the leg. And he's thrown a couple of practice pitches, and everybody thinks he's okay. So Perdomo will stay in the game. Whatever the case, Lake Elsinore has tied the ball game up and has runners on first and second, with Jared Alvarez Lopez coming up. Alvarez Lopez struck out looking in the second and grounded to third in the fifth. Perdomo, the left-hander, sets. Here's the pitch. There go the runners. There's a pitch out. Throw down the third base, and they got him. Pauly is thrown out at third, and Eric Young doesn't like the call. I don't blame him. The tag was high, and Pauly looked like he got into third base. Eric Young immediately ran out to talk to the umpire, who is the base umpire. But there is no call to New York in the minor league, so we can't challenge it. But I got to tell you, it looked to me as though Pauly was safe at third on the double steal. But the umpire called him out. So we've played 6. The good thing, in this inning is that the Lake Elsinore Storm have tied up the ball game. It's tied at 3. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, we're back at the Diamond here in Lake Elsinore. We've played 6 innings. The score is tied 3-3 between Visalia and Lake Elsinore. And by the way, as we've mentioned a couple of times, tonight is Menifee night. So welcome to the city of Menifee. The mayor was here earlier, Bill Zimmerman. We appreciated him stopping by. It's been a terrific ball game so far. We're going to go to the top of the 7th. Josh Day, Ivan Melendez, and Kevin Graham due up for Lake Elsinore, or check that for Visalia. New pitcher for Lake Elsinore, Landonez, is now on the mound for the Storm. He sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Here's his first pitch. There's a line drive base hit in the left field. The left fielder, Paulie, coming over, picks it up, throws it in, and Josh Day is held to a single. That'll bring Ivan Melendez to the plate. Yuri Lendinez on the mound now for Lake Elsinore. Here's Ivan Melendez. Here's the first pitch. There's a fly ball hit into center field. Marcy moving back underneath it, makes the grab. And Josh Day has to retreat to first base. That'll bring Kevin Graham to the plate. Graham grounded to the catcher in the first, drove in a run. He then popped to the first baseman in the third, and he struck out swinging in the fifth. So he's 0 for 3 with a run batted in. Landonez sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. We have the attendance figures. We'll give that to you in a moment. No balls and a strike on Kevin Graham, the right fielder for Visalia. Landonez sets. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball in the center field. Marcy underneath it. He makes the grab. That'll be the second out of the inning. So Landonez has been economical with his pitches thus far. I think he's only thrown 5 pitches. And there are 2 outs. Of course, there's a runner on first. In any event, here comes Gary Mattis to the plate. He's the left fielder for Visalia. Landonez sets. Here's the pitch. There's a drive in the left field for a base hit. Day is going to stop at second base, and it was bobbled out in left field by Paulie, and Day had thoughts about going to third, but he stopped. Mattis took a wide turn around first base, but then headed back, and there was no throw. So Landonez gives up a single on the first pitch to Mattis. We now have runners on first and second, 2 outs in the 7th inning. That's going to bring Gavin Contasello to the plate. Contasello flied to left field and struck out twice, so he's 0 for 3. Ball game is tied at 3. We're in the 7th. Landonez sets, looks at the runner Day at second, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to the first baseman. Martorella up with it. He's going to take it himself over to first base, and that's going to end the inning. So economical pitching from the Lake Elsinore pitcher, Landonez. And we're going to go to the seventh inning and the seventh inning stretch. We're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. We're in the seventh inning stretch. And the score is tied 3-3 here in Lake Elsinore at the Diamond. We're back at the Diamond here in Lake Elsinore. We're going to go to the bottom of the seventh. Nice rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game completed by Kaz, who is the MC here at the ballpark. Kaz Egan, great guy, does a great job for the Storm. He really entertains the crowd in between innings with different games and just does a great job for Lake Elsinore. So we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Jared Alvarez-Lopez will be up again. He was up when Graham Pauly was thrown out at third. He'll hit first. Wyatt Hoffman is on deck, and in the hole will be Jacob Marcy. Jared Alvarez-Lopez struck out looking in the second and grounded to third in the fifth. Perdomo still on the mound for Visalia. He sets. Here's the pitch. That's outside ball one. As we've mentioned a couple of times, Lake Elsinore has won the first four games of this six-game series. Here's the next pitch. That's over for a called strike. A ball and a strike now. On the Storm catcher. Here's the 1-1. That's a fly ball in the center field. And camping underneath it is Alvin Guzman. He makes the grab, one out. Back in the day, they called that a can of corn. An easy fly ball to the outfield. Of course, in reference to grocers who used to pile cans of corn on shelves and then knock them with a stick and then catch them in their apron. Hence the term can of corn. Here comes Wyatt Hoffman to the plate. That pitch is high and outside, ball one. Perdomo kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. There's a ball fouled into the stands down the first baseline. So we've got one ball, one strike now on Wyatt Hoffman. This is there's a fly ball in the center field. Guzman again underneath it. Another can of corn. And Hoffman flies to center. Two outs now in the seventh inning. Here comes Jacob Marcy. I was going to say, Perdomo, this is his fourth inning pitching. He's actually pitched three innings complete now. And Marcy's at the plate. He singled stole the base and scored in the first. Here's the first pitch. There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Grounded to the first baseman, who flipped to the pitcher in the third for the out, and then doubled in the fifth. So actually, Perdomo has pitched 2 2/3 innings. So this is actually in the middle of his third inning on the mound for Visalia. Here's the pitch. That's a curveball that got away from him, went way over the catcher's head. No runners on base, so no harm done there. Just a ball. So we got a ball and a strike now on Jacob Marcy. Jackson Merrill, the shortstop, on deck. And Sergio Gutierrez goes out to talk to Perdomo. And that's going to be a mound visit. Infield is shaded toward the right. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Outfield is straight away, but they do play Marcy to pull. Jackson Merrill on deck. There's a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes now. Deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. That's going to end the seventh inning. Lake Elsinore, no runs, no hits, no errors. We've played seven. Visalia and Lake Elsinore tied at three. Okay, we'll go to the top of the eighth here at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. Visalia and Lake Elsinore tied at three. There is other action going on around the California League tonight. And I'll run down the scores for you right now. In Fresno at Chansky Park, the Modesto Nuts lead Fresno 1-0. They're in the top of the second there. In Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark, there's no score. In the top of the first, San Jose has a runner on. That's San Jose and Stockton. And then up the street in San Bernardino, in the Inland Empire 66ers and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they're in the top of the first, no score. Rancho is still batting in that top of the first. They just got a hit, so there's a runner on for Rancho. That's the action in the California League. Lake Elsinore started earlier than the other games, hence the reason that we're going to the top of the eighth. And we've got Sergio Gutierrez, Alvin Guzman, and Manuel Pena coming to the plate for the Rawhide. Landinez still on the mound for Lake Elsinore. Gutierrez struck out twice and walked in the ball game. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back, strike one. No balls and a strike on the catcher for the Rawhide. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Landon has came in the last inning. Gave up a couple of hits, but no runs. So he's starting his second inning of pitching. Here's the next pitch. It's high. A ball and two strikes. Krobe started. Guerrero came in and pitched an inning, gave up two runs. Gertie's pitched three innings, did not give up any runs. Now we've got Landonez. There's a ground ball to the first baseman. He's up with it over to the Landonez covering. That's Martinella to Landonez for the out. And that's the first out here in the eighth inning. That'll bring Elvin Guzman to the plate. Nice play by Nathan Martinella. Martorella. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name right. Martorella. Anyway, he made a nice play at first base for the first out here in the top of the eighth. Here comes Elvin Guzman. Guzman grounded to short and singled twice. Here's the first pitch. He attempts a bunt, and it goes toward third base. Castanon picks it up, but does not make a throw. And so Guzman has his third hit of the night on a bunt single to the third base side of the pitching mound. So Guzman's on first. And the manager, Eric Young, is going to come out and talk to Landonez, and that's going to be it for Landonez. So we'll have a new pitcher here in Lake Elsinore. And we'll be back in a minute. We're in the eighth inning. The score is tied 3-3, Visalia, Lake Elsinore. Okay, we're back here in Lake Elsinore. New pitcher for Lake Elsinore. Number 6, left-hander Hazahel Quijada. His last name is spelled Q-U-I-J-U-D-A. Quijada. Now pitching for Lake Elsinore. And Manuel Pena coming to the plate. He walked and scored in the first, flied to center in the third, grounded to third in the fourth, and walked in the sixth. There's the first pitch over for a called strike. Guzman is off first base. Martorella holds him on. And they throw over and they pick them off. Martorella over to the shortstop, Merrill, and he is out. Nice, nice play by Lake Elsinore. Quijada picked them off, threw it over to Martorella, who threw it down to Jackson Merrill, who tagged Guzman out. So that's the second out now for Lake Elsinore here in the top of the eighth. Quijada kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike, so no balls, two strikes. So he's made three plays so far. Two pitches, both strikes, and he picked off a batter. Good start. Here comes the 0-2. to Pena. That's outside, ball one. Juan Cornell on deck for Visalia. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It swung on and missed, strike three. So Quijada comes in and shuts the door on Visalia in the top of the eighth. Nice pitching. So we've played 7.5. Lake Elsinore and Visalia are tied at 3. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth, 3-3. Merrill Castanon and Martorella do up for Lake Elsinore. Perdomo still on the mound for Visalia. Merrill singled and scored in the first, flied to center in the third, and flied to center again in the fifth. Here's the first pitch. It's grounded out in front of home plate. It goes towards first base, and Perdomo picks it up, flips over to Melendez for the out. That's the first out here in the top or the bottom of the eighth. You can score that at home 1-3. The ball was hit to the first base side of the mound. And Perdomo got off the mound quickly, picked it up, and flipped over to Melendez for the first out. It'll bring Marcus Castanon to the plate. Castanon walked in the first, flied to center in the third, and walked and scored in the sixth. Here's the first pitch. It's fouled down the right field line and out of play, strike one. Good ball game tonight. Perdomo, here's the 0-1. That ball's fouled back here to my right and over the roof into the parking lot. Strike two. No balls, two strikes now on the Storm third baseman, Marcus Castanon. Castanon, he's got some power, 22 home runs this year. And there's a timeout on the field that looks like a ball got loose in the bullpen. And so the umpire calls time. They retrieve the ball and we'll start again. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That pitch is high. Ball one. You know, I think I said I was going to tell you the attendance, but then I didn't. So I'm going to tell you the attendance right after this next pitch. Here's the 0-2. It's outside ball, or the 1-2, outside ball two. So we got two balls, two strikes. There's one out. The attendance tonight here in Lake Elsinore, 1,441. Thank you to everyone who came out. We appreciate it. The City of Menifee night here at the ballpark. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed strike three. Castanone out on strikes. As I've said many times, this is a great night out. It's hot tonight. There's no question about that. I mean, I was driving around this afternoon in Lake Elsinore, and the temperature in my car registered 111 degrees. So it's hot, no question. But when it's comfortable, this is a place to be. It's an inexpensive night out for a family, and it's a lot of fun. There's the first pitch over for a called strike to Nathan Martinella. No balls and a strike. There's a pitch outside, ball one. What makes it fun is you have baseball, but you also have things in between innings. As I mentioned earlier, Kaz Egan does a great job as the master of ceremonies here at the ballpark, and he has a lot of different things going on, and it's just a good time. And it's inexpensive to come out and have a nice family night out at the ballpark. There's the next pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. A ball and two strikes now. So thank you again to the 1,441 that are here tonight. Here's the 1-2. It's grounded into toward right field. The second baseman, Pena, dives. He stops the ball from going all the way into the outfield but cannot pick it up. And so that'll be an infield hit for Nathan Martinella. And that'll bring Griffin Dorsching to the plate. So the lead runner is the go-ahead run for Lake Elsinore, and they're on first base. And here comes, it looks like, the manager of the Visalia Rawhide walking slowly to the mound, and it looks like they're going to bring in a reliever. Martinella hit the ball. It looked like it was going to go into right field. Pena made a dive for it, did a nice job, knocked the ball down, was not able to handle it. And Martinella got an infield hit. And that's going to do it for Perdomo. So we have a new pitcher for Visalia. And we will be back in a minute. We're in the bottom of the eighth. It's tied 3-3, but Lake Elsinore has a runner on first. Okay, we're back at the diamond. The new pitcher for Visalia is Alfred Murillo. Murillo is a right-hander. He wears number 40, and he's going to be facing Griffin Dorsching. Dorsching, the right-handed batter, is the designated hitter tonight. And as we've mentioned, he's got some power. He's hit six home runs and just 62 at-bats coming into the ballgame tonight. So Murillo against Dorsching. Murillo sets. Kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. And it's check swing, called a strike. Pitch was outside. And Dorsching couldn't hold up. So no balls and a strike on the Storm-designated hitter. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking pitch over, strike two, no balls and two strikes. There's two outs. Martorella is at first. And we're in the eighth, tie ball game. Griffin Dorsching at the plate. Here's Morello's pitch. That's another breaking pitch. Inside, a ball. So a ball and two strikes now. Three runs, nine hits, one error for Visalia. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Lake Elsinore. Morello. Here's the pitch. That's high. And Gutierrez, it went off his glove, but didn't go far enough for advancement for Martinella. Graham Pauly on deck for Lake Elsinore. If Dorsching reaches. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes Murillo's pitch. And it's called strike three. Looked good from where I was sitting as well. So that'll end the eighth inning. We've played eight complete. And Visalia and Lake Elsinore is tied 3-3. We'll be back. Welcome back to Diamond Stadium here in Lake Elsinore. The Storm and the Rawhide tied at three going to the top of the ninth inning. Cujeda still on the mound for Lake Elsinore and due up for Visalia in the top of the ninth. Corniel, Day, and Melendez. It's been a good game so far. As I said, all tied up at three. So here comes Juan Corniel. He plays shortstop for Visalia. He singled in the first, singled in the third, had an infield single in the fifth, and grounded the second in the sixth. So he's 3-for-4. Here's the first pitch. That's outside and high, ball one. Quijada came in the last inning with a runner on first and got one batter and picked off the runner to get Lake Elsinore, out of trouble. Sorry about that. And he is still in there in the ninth. Here comes the pitch. That's high, ball two. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Corniel. Here comes the pitch. 3-0, and that's high, ball four. So Corniel walks on four pitches, and that'll bring Josh Day to the plate. Day walked in the first, struck out in the third, grounded to the catcher in the fifth, and singled in the seventh. Coming into the game, Day was hitting .328, so he's a good hitter. He's hit two home runs. This is his 18th game of the season. There's a throw over to first, but Corniel gets back. So Quijada's got to be careful here with Day. He sets at the belt, looks at the runner. Here's the pitch. It's over for a called strike. We're in the ninth. It's tied at three. Here comes the 0-1. And it's hit down the right field line foul, so strike two now on Josh Day. This is what makes baseball fun. Tie ball game, top of the ninth. Not particularly happy that there's a runner on first, but nevertheless, there's a runner on first. Makes it a bit exciting for the fans. And there's a timeout called on the field. Quijada will get a new pitch clock. Here comes the 0-2. He sets at the belt. That's a breaking pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He pulled the string on Day and struck him out. Big out for Lake Elsinore here in the top of the ninth inning. And that's going to bring Juan Melendez to the plate. Melendez lined to short in the first, homered in the third, walked in the fifth, and flied to center in the seventh. He's one for three with a couple of runs batted in. The right-hander. Here's the pitch. That ball's fouled down or into the crowd on the right field side of the ballpark. So strike one. And Alvarez Lopez wants to go out and talk to his pitcher, make sure they're together on the signs, I assume. And he comes back, and the umpire signals that's a visit to the mound. So no balls and a strike on Melendez. Here comes the 0-1. That's inside. It gets away from Alvarez Lopez, and that's going to be a wild pitch, it looks like. And so Corniel goes down to second base. The pitch was inside, and it handcuffed Alvarez Lopez and got by him, went all the way to the backstop, and Corniel moved up a base. So Vassell has got something going. They've got a runner in scoring position. Here comes the 1-1. That's a breaking pitch outside. Ball two. Took something off it. Kevin Graham on deck for Visalia. Two balls and a strike on Juan Melendez. Here it is. There's a fly ball hit into deep left field. The left fielder, Paulie, moving back, makes the grab. The runner is going to try to tag and make it to third base. He does. So Melendez flies to Paulie in left for the second out, but Corniel moves up to third base on the tag play. So we've got two outs, a runner on third. That's going to bring Kevin Graham to the plate. Graham, the left-hander, sets. He's 0 for 4 tonight. Here comes Quijada's pitch. It's low and outside, ball one. Graham grounded to the catcher in the first, popped to the first baseman in the third, struck out in the fifth, and flied to center in the seventh. As I said, 0 for 4. Visalia has the leading run at third base, but there are two outs. We're in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. That pitch hit the outside portion of the plate, strike one. A ball and a strike now on Kevin Graham, the right fielder for Visalia. Quijada sets. Here comes the pitch. There's a foul ball down the left field line, strike two. So a ball and two strikes. Lake Elsinore just a strike away from getting out of this. With Corniel down at third. Quijada. Here's his 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking pitch grounded to the second baseman, Hoffman. He's up with it over to the first baseman, Mark Torella. And Lake Elsinore gets out of the jam in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits. Visalia left one, so we played 8.5. It's tied 3-3. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth after this. We're back at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. We're going to go to the bottom of the ninth. The score is tied 3-3. Alfred Morello still on the mound for Visalia. Due up for Lake Elsinore, Graham Pauly, Samuel Zavala, and Jared Alvarez Lopez. And what makes this exciting is that if Lake Elsinore wins here, it'll be a walk-off. And those are always exciting. So let's go Lake Elsinore. Graham Pauly leads it off for Lake Elsinore. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He flied to center in the first, walked in the fourth, and singled in the sixth. He got thrown out at third base on an attempted steal, but he was probably safe. But as I said at the time, you can't check New York at that time or in the minor leagues at this time. So the umpire's call prevailed. Here's the first pitch. It's outside, ball one. Infield is pulled to the right a little bit. Outfield is straight away. Graham Pauly, there's the ball two. So got two balls, no strikes on the Storm left fielder. Here's the next pitch. It's grounded out in front of home plate. Morello off the mound, up with it, over to first baseman Melendez, and they got the out. Score that 1-3. Pauly gave it a full swing. The ball didn't go maybe 25 feet. Morello came off the mound, picked it up, and threw over to Melendez for the out. And so Lake Elsinore has its first out here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes Samuel Zavala. Here's the first pitch to Zavala, high and outside, ball one. Zavala is 1-for-3, struck out looking in the second, grounded to short in the fourth, singled on an infield hit in the sixth. Here's the 1-0 from Morella, inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jared Alvarez Lopez on deck for Lake Elsinore. Wyatt Hoffman in the hole for Lake Elsinore. Infield straight away, outfield straight away for Zavala. Here's a pitch. It hits the outside part of the plate, strike one. Two balls and a strike now on Samuel Zavala. Here's the 2-1. It swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2. Really good game tonight. Really good game. Of course, it would be better if Lake Elsinore pulls it out here in the bottom of the ninth. But nevertheless, a good game. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back. We'll do it again. Here's the 2-2. It swung on and missed, strike three. It looked like Zavala chased that pitch. In any event, he's out. So that's two outs now in the bottom of the ninth. That'll bring Jared Alvarez-Lopez, the Storm catcher, to the plate. He's 0 for 3, struck out looking in the second, grounded to third in the fifth, flied to center in the seventh. There's the first pitch over for a called strike. Wyatt Hoffman on deck. No balls and a strike. Here's the next pitch, and that's a check swing called strike two. Alvarez Lopez could not hold up. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2, and it's grounded up the middle. The shortstop moves over. Corniel up with it over to first base, and Alvarez Lopez is out 6-3. So we're going to play extras here tonight in Lake Elsinore. We've played nine complete. The ball game is tied 3-3. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. We're playing extras, going to the top of the 10th inning. New pitcher for Lake Elsinore, Aaron Holiday, takes the mound. The right-hander wears number 31. Due up for Visalia, Gary Mattis, Gavin Conicello, and Sergio Gutierrez. And as they do in the minor leagues, there's a designated runner, as they do now in baseball, actually, although I think they're going to stop it in the major leagues next year. The designated runner starts at second. And I believe that's Kevin Graham down there. He was the last batter out in the ninth inning. And so Gary Mattis leads off for Visalia, runner off second base, a designated runner. Holiday sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. The Storm is straight away in the infield, pulled to the right side of the field, towards right field in the outfield. Next pitch is high, ball two. 2-0 now on Mattis. Mattis is 1-for-4 tonight, struck out looking in the first, grounded to short in the fourth, flied to center in the fifth, and singled in the seventh. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's a check swing, and they're going to call it a strike. Pitch was outside. It would have been ball three, but Mattis could not hold up on his swing. So we've got a count now of 2-1 on the Visalia Rawhides left fielder, Gary Mattis. Here's the 2-1, and that's low, and they're going to, yeah, it's low. They did appeal to the base umpire, but he called it a ball as well. So three balls and a strike now. And the reason why they appealed was because Mattis had checked the swing. So we've got three balls and a strike. Holiday sets. Here's the pitch. And there's a fly ball in the left field. The left fielder, Pauly, moving back, still moving back, on the warning track, and he can't get it. It goes off the wall. The runner on second is going to score, and Mattis goes into third with a triple. So Visalia takes a 4-3 lead. The ball was hit very high. Pauly went back. He seemed to have a beat on it, but at the last minute lost it, and it hit the wall, came off the wall. Of course, the designated runner on second had to hold up, and, of course, Mattis was running full tilt. And anyway, he made it to third. The run scores, so Visalia takes the lead. That's going to bring Contesello to the plate, infield in for Lake Elsinore, trying to hold off this run. Here's the pitch from Holiday, and it's low. Check swing. They appeal to the base umpire, but he says ball two, or ball as well. So it's ball one on Contesello. Gavin Contesello, 0-4 tonight, struck out twice. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a ball hit high into short right field. The right fielder, Zavala, coming in. And at the last minute, Wyatt Hoffman turns around and makes the grab. Evidently, the wind held that ball up. I thought it was going to go deeper into right field, but it didn't. Good hustle from Wyatt Hoffman. He was on his horse moving back. He was in, of course, they're playing in, trying to hold off that run. And he went back past the dirt portion of the infield and made the grab. Nice play by Wyatt Hoffman. That's one out now in the top of the 10th. Here comes Sergio Gutierrez. He's 0-3, struck out twice. Here's the first pitch. It's outside, ball one. Infield is still in, trying to choke off that run. Mattis is off third. He tripled. So we've got one out here in the top of the 10th. One run in. Holiday sets. Kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. That's high, ball two. Elvin Guzman on deck for Visalia. Holiday, here's the pitch. That's the 0-2. It's over for a called strike. He pulled the string on that. Looked like a changeup. So two balls and a strike now on Sergio Gutierrez. Here's the 2-1, and it's grounded foul down the first base line. Strike two. So two balls, two strikes.